The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by the Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Thank you so much, Cooper Beckett. That's my fabulous announcer, Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. My guest today is the incomparable, award-winning, legendary adult film performer, public speaker, and sexual rights activist, Nina Hartley. And we're live and taking your calls. So you can call us at 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. You can also post questions for Nina on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio or on Facebook.com/AskTristan. I want to tell you about the first time I met Nina Hartley. And that was, like many people out there, not in person, but on the small screen. One of the very first porn films I ever saw was produced by this company called Fatal, which was the video production arm of On Our Backs magazine. On Our Backs magazine was this radical, sex-positive, pro-porn, pro-kink, lesbian sex magazine by and for lesbians, and it was headquartered in San Francisco. So they produced this great magazine, and then they also decided to start producing movies. This particular movie was about a committed lesbian couple who were quite settled down and very much in love and lived in the suburbs and were looking for kind of a little excitement in their relationship, a little sexual adventure. So they made a phone call to a service which then dispatched very quickly to their front door a butch dyke in full leather sex worker to make all their sexual fantasies come true. And this great three-way ensued, and this film starred Nina Hartley. It's called Suburban Dykes. And to this day, it's still available. I mean, I highly recommend it to anyone. You can still get it from Fatal, fatalmedia.com. And to this day, it is still one of my favorite porn films of all time. And it was my introduction to my guest today. Someone who actually doesn't need any introduction herself, but I'm going to give you one anyway. Nina Hartley is a pioneering feminist worker, using her body in the service of promoting a sexually sane and literate society. She is thrilled to see a new generation of sex-positive performer activists take its space and spread the good news about sex. For the past 30 years, her rock-solid commitment to the importance of sexual autonomy has fueled Nina's career in adult entertainment. As a performer, director, writer, educator, public speaker, and feminist thinker for all, no matter their orientation, she has traveled the world to deliver her message. She believes that sexual freedom is a fundamental human right and welcomes the new social media opportunities for spreading her message of knowledge and empowerment to the widest number of people. She is the author of Nina Hartley's Guide to Total Sex from A3 Press. Putting to use her BS degree in nursing, she and her husband, I.S. Levine, have produced the million-selling sex ed video series collectively known as the Nina Hartley Guides from Adam and Eve. And those guides are currently in their 38th episode. Still active in front of the camera, she and her husband live in Los Angeles. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Nina.
Thank you, Tristan. Golly, it sounds so much more impressive when you read it out loud like that. Golly.
You just celebrated an anniversary with your partner and husband, I.S. Levine, also known as Ernest Green, who we've actually had on the show.
Yes, I'm so glad he got a whole hour because no one ever talks to him directly. It's like he has so much knowledge and experience and insight to share. I'm really glad that you gave him the opportunity to talk for a bit. Yes, we just had 12 years together. And if I had known then what I know now, I would have gone home the day that I met him to my two exes and said to them, 60 days, good for you.
You mean you would have run off with him at some earlier point in your life?
Absolutely. Well, when I met him, I was already non-monogamous, and I was also already unhappy in my relationship. And I, as many people are in their late 20s, early 30s, still trying to figure out how to stand up for what it is you want and need and to believe that you are worth standing up for, that your feelings matter, even if they make somebody else unhappy, that your desires matter, even if it makes somebody else upset. And I didn't understand the factuality of that, and so I went home and suffered for another, number of years before I came to my senses. So it wasn't like he broke anything up, but meeting him made me realize I am not happy because I found someone who was on a better wavelength to me than my exes were, who were from the Midwest and very not, into being sexual in public, and they were very judgmental against kink sex, which I was just beginning to understand that was part of my sexuality, and they were very, very judgmental about it and had all sorts of very negative things to say about people who were kinky. And like people still think it today, that if you're into BDSM that you have a bad childhood or it's a form of low self-esteem or self-hate, et cetera, et cetera. You've heard it all. And so I liked him right away. He was funny. He was Jewish. He was in the same business as I was in. But more importantly, he could talk about sex. It's very hard to find men at that time who could talk about sex and sexuality without also being smarmy and icky. And he was never smarmy or icky. He could talk about it. It's like, wow, I like you.
And so is that the secret to the success of your marriage, that not only are you compatible, but that you share some of the same sexual values?
I think that's important to any good relationship, that you, by the time you hit a certain age, you should know what I call them the bottom line values, that whatever else a person does or does not have, if they don't have these qualities, it just can't work. And I knew when I left my marriage after 20 years that if I could never mate again if my partner had any jealousy in them whatsoever. That jealousy was a non-starter for me. Possessiveness was a non-starter. I was sure when I left that I was going to have cats and lovers the rest of my life, and I wasn't going to mate again, because I discovered that for romantic partnership, I needed an XY. I needed a cisgendered man in my life. That was something that I discovered about that time. And where are you going to find a doodly dude who can really just give me what it is I need in the bedroom and then outside the bedroom respect my sexual autonomy the way that I just knew I had to have? And I thought, you know what, that's really hard for a guy to handle. And where am I going to find a guy who's had more women than I've had? Where am I going to find a guy who has had more sexual experience than I've had? Turns out, I found him. He was right there. But the values are very important, because he and I are actually sexually very different. He is 100% BDSM. His sexuality is 100% leather. And I'm much more polymorphously perverse. And for me, it's like, naked adults, where? Can I go? Can I come? Can I help? Hey, I'll hold your coat. I'll hold your hair. I'll hold your foot. Which is why I liked your sex camp idea so well. And my darling is someone who, he loves the sex that he loves. He's very, very good at it, but it is BDSM only, and he's a dominant, does not switch. And so that is his sexual expression. And mine is, I like that, and I like other things. So what keeps us together, besides the intellectual and the cultural, you know, things that we have in common, the age appropriate and all of that, is that we allow the other person to have desires that don't necessarily include us or can't include us. And in our case, that was his continuing attraction to women who are 100% submissive in their orientation, and my attraction to vanilla sex with men. And he can't provide vanilla, and I'm not 100% submissive, but I know from experience when he has time alone with a woman who's like that, it nourishes him and it keeps all of his facets polished, and all of him gets to come out and play. All aspects of his sexuality get to come out and be appreciated by someone who goes, oh yeah, that's exactly what it is I want. And then our times together after those moments are awesome. And the same thing with I have a vanilla partner I see whenever I'm able. And it just, instead of looking at my partner going, oh my gosh, why can't you be? Why can't you do XYZ? I come home having had whatever adventures I've had, and I'm in a good mood, and I'm happy to see him again. And we give each other a lot of emotional privacy. So I don't ask, what did you do? He doesn't say, what did you do? Did you have a good time? We had a lovely time. Fantastic. And we leave it at that. And that took a long time to get to. That was we've been together 12 years. It took a long time to understand how to accommodate some core differences in our orientation, but no core differences in our basic values. And that is how it works for us. Now, it wouldn't work if one of us was monogamous, of course, but I've never been a monogamously oriented person, and neither has he, and it just took finding someone else like that to make it work.
And so you identified as non-monogamous. Can you tell me a little bit about what that means or what your relationship style looks like?
Well, way in the way back machine, when I'm quite young, I don't even know what sex really is. I grew up in Berkeley, California in the 60s and 70s with parents who were married and had no other partners. But I didn't understand, I just got from the social, and didn't have religious upbringing, but I got from the society that, you know, there's one for every person. You only get to have one, and, you know, adultery is bad, whatever adultery was, but you only get to have one. There is the one. And I just never understood that because I never dreamt of him. I always dreamt of them. Even before I knew what him was supposed to be, I understood I was a bisexual person by the time I was 13 or 14, and I understood that I was a voyeur at about the same time and an exhibitionist, a long word. But I had access to information because of where and when I grew up. So I always knew that I wasn't like other kids, but I didn't have the term non-monogamous. Don't forget, in the 70s, when I was coming of age, there was the experimentation in the so-called open marriage, in key parties, in the book, The Herod Experiment. So the idea of non-traditional sexual expression was out there in the media. I didn't know how to do it myself, but I knew that I wasn't like other people. And I ended up, I had a couple boyfriends, and it always upset them that I would sleep with them and I wanted other people too. I was having dreams of threesomes since junior high school, before I even knew that you had these kinds of things. Like, oh yeah, one of each. I want one of each. Yeah, at the same time. That'd be cool. Fast forward to when I'm 21, my first threesome was a disaster of the highest order. It was so bad. It ended early because my jealousy just jumped out at me. And so I didn't understand, you know, golly, what's wrong with me? So I tried for many years to be monogamous, and I failed miserably. I have no monogamous feelings. I don't have monogamous fantasies. And I could just never understand, why does my desire bother other people so much? What's the problem? I don't dislike you. I like you, and I like them. Big problem. And so I was in a relationship for 20 years with two people, couple that are still together, actually. And I thought, this is great. But I didn't know that just because we're all non-monogamous doesn't mean it's going to be a good relationship. Just because two people are gay doesn't mean they're right for each other. And just because three people are non-monogamous doesn't mean they're right for each other. So I tell people, I broke up after 20 years, not because there were three of us, but because there were the wrong two people.
Right.
And
okay,
another...
so I want to hear more about this.
Okay.
And I want to talk more about BDSM, and I want to talk about your sex ed guides. There is so much more to cover. Plus, we have a caller on the line already, so stay on the line, caller. But first, we've got to take a break and hear from some of my fabulous sponsors who make this show possible.
Yay.
So stay tuned, everyone. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today we are talking with the legendary Nina Hartley, and we're live, so you can call us at 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. I also want to give a shout out to one of my amazing sponsors, where you can find almost all of the Nina Hartley sex education guides from Adam and Eve, and that is the Smitten Kitten, which is a progressive sex toy store for everybody specializing in high-quality sex toys and supplies. They also happen to have one of the best and broadest selections of queer, feminist, couples-oriented, independent, radical porn out there in the world. They really do a good job with their porn selection. They're dedicated to supporting independent pornographers and mainstream pornographers, and they just have a great collection. So you should check them out at smittenkittenonline.com and use the coupon code Tristan for 20% off your entire order. So I want to go to our caller. We have got Sweet Pea on the line. Hi, Sweet Pea. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. Thank you. Hello, Nina. How are you tonight?
Hi. Hello, Sweet Pea. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. Congratulations on your latest anniversary.
Thank you. What can we do for you today?
It's what I can do for you, and I want to thank you for all that you've done for me, Nina, for not just the videos that you've been appearing in, but for the motivation you've been doing for my experiences. They have been so wonderful for me.
Well, I'm so glad, but thank you so much.
I really appreciate you, because I was a virgin for so long, and I came out of my shell, basically, and some of the advice that you've been giving me, along with other stars, has just really been helpful to be me being a better man than I am.
Yay! Sex should be a pleasure for everybody, not a source of pain or discomfort. It should be a source of fun and confidence.
What do you think is the best piece of advice that Nina has given you and put out there in the world?
To just be honest with your partners and to treat them with lots of respect.
Mm. Well, thank you. That's it. But, you know, it sounds so simple. Oh, just be honest with your partner. Sweet Pea and Tristan and I, we all know that's not always as easy as it sounds, which is why I stayed 20 years in a bad marriage, because I couldn't be honest with him about how unhappy I was. So good for you for being able to be honest, because that's a really difficult thing.
Well, yep. I want to treat my partner the way they would want to treat me, basically. Kind of a golden rule for sex.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much for calling. You know,
this
reminds me, Nina, of one of the things that I love about your performances is that you're incredibly articulate during sex, whether you're giving someone directions or whether you're talking dirty to them.
And I think
I think it's one of the big things that many people are intimidated by, and that's just talking during a sexual experience. I mean, how did you become comfortable doing it, and what advice would you give to people who are freaked out about talking and communicating?
Well, one of the things that helps me more than the average person is that I am a nurse. So I have a professional education in medical things and the body and just the body as a mechanical thing. And what I've learned over time is that our bodies like what they like. Doesn't matter what our culture has told us, doesn't matter what our education has told us, it doesn't matter what the church has told us or the women's studies program has told us, our bodies like what they like. We get juicy and hard over what does that for us, whether or not we're supposed to. So learning just to accept the fact that desire has no morality. Behavior, of course, has morality, and actions have more moral weight, but liking what you like and wanting what you want have no moral weight to me. You like what you like and you want what you want. So admitting to ourselves what it is we like and want and letting that be okay. Don't have to act on it. Don't have to do, don't even have to share it with anybody else but yourself, but just to admit, you know what? That thing really gets me going. Now you can then, what does it mean? Do I really want it to happen in real life? If so, how can I do it? That's a whole other 10 conversations. So just learning to accept that you like what you like. You like spank, you like a tickle, you like to be held down, you like to hold somebody down, you like your hair being pulled, no you don't. It's all just whatever gets your physical body excited, and that is. You like spicy food, I don't like spicy food, you like foreign movies, I prefer musicals. It's all a question of just what we like. So learning how just to not have shame over what your desires are is a big step. That way you can learn to articulate them from a place of confidence as opposed to, I like to do this, as opposed to, hey, how does this sound to you? This is easier said than done. It took me many years. I couldn't be honest in my first marriage hardly at all, and with much difficulty, and that did end up being one of the things that hurt. And then in my persona as Nina, the educator, I'm a talky nerd, and so, words are easier for me sometimes than feelings. And I'm also here to get information out there, so in a movie, I can show you, and I have to tell you as well, less like you did in Ultimate Guide to Anal Sex for Women. You can't just show, you have to tell, so people know, what are you doing? Yes, I'm sticking a finger in an anus, but actually, no, I'm listening, I'm feeling for the relaxation, I'm being very careful. You know, you have to explain, what are you doing? Because I cannot go to every home and give a hands-on lesson, as much as I would like to, logistical things and all. So, and I just...
I think that's one of the things, is that your level of self-acceptance then is reflected in this confidence. And it models behavior for people watching at home that you can talk and talk in different ways to your partner. And in fact, it enhances the sexual experience. It doesn't take away from it. It's like, oh, look, when she reacts and she talks and she says, do it like this or don't do it like this, then they connect on an even deeper level, and she's getting more turned on, and you know what I mean? I feel like it models this behavior for people to say, maybe I can speak up even just half as much.
And well, here's someone once asked me years ago, You know, how do you, oh, talking dirty, air quotes, makes me, I feel so silly. I feel so stupid. I feel like he wants me to be like a porno star. And something I really want to make sure that your listeners know is one of the biggest complaints I hear about from women who are partnered with men regarding pornography is, oh, he wants me to be like those women. And taking aside any physical differences, and the main difference between porn actresses and regular women is the level of grooming that we undergo. How tightly and neatly and closely we're groomed and get our nails and hair and all this stuff. And I believe what men are responding to in porn performers is the appearance of enthusiasm and confidence. And so what the man wants is not for you, the woman, to act like the girl on the camera. He would like his partner to show interest in him, an interest in having sex with him. What they do, that can be negotiated. But what in our culture, a male partner would like a woman who says, yes, I'm horny and I want you. And, you know, broadly general, I'm being a bit gender stereotypical here. Or if, you know, a female partner wants someone to look at her as a human person and not, because here in the room with you, I'm not on the camera, I'm a real person. So when I tell people, you know, oh, learn how to talk dirty, talking dirty on either gender is not saying what you think the person wants to hear or using words you've heard are quote-unquote sexy. It's telling your partner what they need to know about you in that moment using the vernacular and not Latin.
Yeah, I mean, ooh, sometimes it's as simple as saying that feels good, is really just giving feedback.
Yes. Oh, I like that. A little slower, please. Or, oh, I like that. A little more to the left, please. You know, to simply come, I'm looking for the word. The word is being complimentary. So,
oh, yes.
You know, I tell women, way back in the 70s, the books were saying, tell your partner what you want. And I'm 18. I don't know anything. So I have this cute guy with me, and I've wanted him for a couple years now. I'm telling him what I want. And after it was all over, he could not wait to leave. He made every excuse to get to bug out of there as quickly as possible. And it's like, I didn't understand. Fast forward 8 years later, I'm finally making movies. And I realized, oh, I must have sounded like a drill sergeant. Up, down, left, right, faster, slower. And so I tell women that, first, for all these silly things porn does, it does show the idea of a woman having a good time. So men have been trained to want to see their partners having a good time. This is a good thing. If you will just say the truth and sound like Marilyn Monroe instead of Arlie Ermey, you'll get, they'll break their necks for you. So instead of saying left, left, to the left, ooh, ooh, left, left, ooh, ooh, just like that, ooh, just like, oh yes, just make it sound sexy. Tell the truth, but make it sound nice, and they will go to the mat for you. And if you're a man making love with women, if she feels sexy and beautiful, safe and beautiful, she will do all kinds of things that you ask, but she had better be safe with you. I give the gender thing, it's just more of like a yin-yang thing, you know, how much yang are you bringing tonight versus how much yin are you doing tonight. Learning how to speak, not just learning how to speak, but learning how to hear what your partner's saying and not get all butthurt over it. That's another big thing, personal responsibility for your feelings. If my partner's not saying something in order to piss me off or hurt my feelings, and I have that response, that's my problem. I have to handle that. I cannot.
But people take this stuff personally. You know, I think when someone gives you information, I like to say it's a gift. Thank you for the directions. I don't need the map now. But other people react in a different way, which is, if you're giving me directions, I'm not doing it right, or I don't have the skills, or it's a comment on my skills as a lover.
Well, our culture says, if you love me, you'll just know. No. All the culture talks about around sexuality is spontaneous sex that happens. The passion is so great, they just fall into bed, and it's wonderful. They never talk about planning sex or making a hot date or sending sexy notes back and forth or looking at erotica and saying, ooh, let's try that. Does that look interesting to you? Oh, my gosh, I read the hottest story. Let me share it with you. They don't show how people create and maintain a place where intimacy can happen. It's all supposed to just happen. And it doesn't just happen. Rarely does it just happen. If my husband and I did not have date night, we'd never have sex because we're busy. and we waited for passion to rise. We're older. Our passion doesn't rise the same way past the 40 than the way it does in your 20. And so I don't just wake up and go, my gosh, I'm so horny today. I must seduce my husband. So we look at the calendar and we decide that what day we both are free, are available to do this. And then Greta Christina, the wonderful blogger Greta Christina, talks about it this way. You don't have to be in the mood. You have to be willing to be gotten in the mood. So if we invite someone over to play at 4 o'clock next Thursday, and the problem with women in their 20s is, oh, I don't know how I'm going to feel next Thursday. It's like, sweetheart, show up in a good mood, and we'll get you in the mood. You know, because once you decide, I'm going to allow myself to be gotten in the mood to have fun, mood will be gotten into, hugging and kissing and whatever in you do to make yourself get in the mood. So
okay, and that's good advice. That's good advice. I mean, speaking of sharing, we're going to take another commercial break and hear from some of our sponsors, including the We Vibe, which is the world's best-selling couples vibrator. It's all about sharing.
Yes, it is.
go to we-vibe.com to find out all about it. More sex advice, more phone calls, so callers stay on the line, and more really great advice from Nina Hartley when we return on Sex Out Loud.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the We Vibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We are talking to the incredible adult film performer, public speaker, sexual rights activist, Nina Hartley. And we've got another caller on the line.
Oh, sweet.
You can join this conversation if you call 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. But right now, we are going to go to Kevin from Dallas. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Thanks for your patience. What's up? We are having trouble hearing you, Kevin.
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you.
There you are.
Okay. Wherever you are, stay there.
Let me go out to my back porch. This will help. In November, the Journal of Sex Research published a study comparing the social attitudes and emotional well-being of female porn performers in relation to the general population. And I'd just like to know, Nina, if you're familiar with that study.
I am.
And if you'd just like to let the listeners know what you think about it, what their findings were and stuff. You've always been such an articulate spokesperson for people in your profession. I remember back in the bad old days of, you know, Morton Downey Jr. or somebody.
Oh, yes.
You held your own with this incredibly hostile crowd. And I'd just like to know if you'd like to say a few words about the study. And Tristan, of course, I think it's an area that you might have some insight into also.
And I wish they'd talk to more people in my business, you know, but the fact that they're talking to us instead of about us is a huge step forward.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't surprise me that your average porn performer has a better self-image or a better idea about sex than the average person, because we've been able to have more of it and figure out how do we feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of person who's drawn to the entertainment business, don't forget, porn is neither bad nor good because it's about sex. Porn is bad or good because it's the entertainment business, which is basically a soul-sucking enterprise.
Right.
That eats people up every day and spits them out and looks for the next morsel. But one other thing about being in porn that we are saved from is having to be shy or embarrassed about what it is we like to do. We're paid to do stuff we like to do. Sweet! And instead of being shamed for it or told we're sick or teases or damage, it's like, oh my gosh, you want to have sex with four of the girls while I take a picture? Excellent. And so we get validation for desires that we already have. There are plenty of people in porn who do not have a good time here. I try to tell them to go home now. But it is not this horrible place to be if you're a certain kind of person. Just as entertainment isn't a bad place to be if you're a certain kind of personality. So overall, I'm glad they did the study. I wish it was bigger. I'm not surprised, but certainly not definitive. And you can find plenty of personal horror stories about people in porn. But is porn the problem or porn part of the expression of the problem? You know, I know of many people who, you know, combined being in porn with inappropriate use of drugs. And when they got sober, they realized, oh, my gosh, I can't be here anymore. So it wasn't porn's fault. But doing porn was an expression for some people of low self-esteem. For me, doing porn is an expression of my height, of my self-esteem, and taking myself to a place where I was not going to be shamed for being who and what I am. So for me, porn's been great overall, but it's not that way for everybody.
And I think one of the most important things about the study, I mean, I agree with everything that Nina said, is just that it's finally out there as another perspective. I feel
we
hear this narrative over and over and over again. I feel like the mainstream media loves to find people who have been traumatized and devastated by pornography. And I'm always saying, you know, where is Nina Hartley? Like, where is the story of the person with a head on her shoulders who actually really loves her job and can articulately tell you why? Well, that's not an interesting story to the mainstream media.
Right, exactly. Happy person, yawn.
Exactly. So I think that the fact that this study, Kevin, even came out and then got covered by the media is a step in the right direction, because it offers an alternative perspective. And even if people can say, okay, but what about this? But what about this? What about this? At least it says, okay, but there is this small group out there that they talk to, and this is what they found. And it contradicts all the other things they've been telling us about porn stars being, you know, irreparably damaged for life.
Well, it's also, thank God, one of the tiny silver lining from the AIDS crisis was the fact that we were forced to talk about sex as behavior. What are safe behaviors and what are non-safe behaviors? And what can we do to express our desires without hurting ourselves or others? And so it's a teeny tiny sliver of silver in an otherwise pretty horrible cloud. But now, 33 years later, the conversation has completely exploded. Of course, with the internet as well, but the whole GLBTQ, isn't there another initial after Q now?
GLBTQ and sometimes A for allies. Anyway,
okay.
Asexuality
too, which is now
right, and intersex, which so
oh,
the
right,
I
exactly.
Also. Yes.
So this, now we are understanding that it's no longer the binary boy, girl, gay, straight. You know, there are, as Dr. Carol Quigley likes to talk about, 7 billion orientations, and so each of us is an individual biological package, and each of us like certain things and has a certain desire for relationship parameters. You know, I like multiple, some people like monogamous, whatever, you know, and that's all becoming okay, which is a huge benefit. So now, instead of thinking, as I did, what's wrong with me? I can't be happy with just one person. Well, because I can't be happy with just one person, unlike family members of mine who are very monogamous and happily married for a bunch of years with one person. Yay! Yay! You know, I have family members who are into BDSM, yet monogamous. I have family members who are completely anti-BDSM and single, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a positive outcome. And so for me, if I'd been grown up somewhere else, I might have been guilt-ridden. I might have been shame-ridden. I might have taken to drinks or drugs to suppress my feelings. I might have been a closet adulterer. I might have become the neighborhood scold and moralist trying to express my self-hate otherwise. I might have been kicked out of my family. I might have been kicked out of my church. I mean, so how Nina Hartley came to be is partly just because this organism grew up in Berkeley, California in the 60s and 70s and not in Alabama, because the star Erica Boyer, who was lesbian, her mother put her in an institution trying to cure her of this back in the 70s. So that could have been my mother if I had not been born in Berkeley. So how people get to do this, a lot of it is luck of the draw, which is why it's important that, you know, Tristan, you and I are out there speaking, because we don't have any kids to embarrass. We're out to our families. So you and I and others like us in Smitten Kitten, we speak for those who can't speak yet. And we are out there, you know, letting people know that they don't have to, they may not be able to come out where they are, but they don't have to feel bad about who they are. And they might be able to find expression later. So it's really important that those of us who can speak do speak.
Absolutely. Thank you for your call, Kevin. We actually have another caller and a slew of questions on social media. So we are going to go straight to a big friend of the show, Sean from Baltimore. Hey, Sean.
Hello. How are you?
Hey,
good.
Sean. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. And let's make Black Jesus happy. Happy Kwanzaa. How about that?
Happy Kwanzaa. Right.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Don't go there. I know. So anyways, I am ecstatic and excited right now to be talking to two of the most dominant women in the entire industry when it comes to the how-to DVD. You guys have helped me so much, like I told you before.
Yay! Well, thank you for listening.
I was a late bloomer. I didn't learn how to masturbate until after I lost my virginity at 23. So a big part of that was your how-to series, Nina. And
yay,
I'm just, like, ecstatic about that. And just so you know, since I've started listening to the show last December, I am now in a polyamorous relationship. She's a lovely Black woman. It's very hard to find a polyamorous
very
Black woman.
Very hard, if you know what. And she's probably so happy to find a Black man who's not some, you know, possessive, lunkhead. So, yay.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of us out there. You know, weed is a powerful drug, I'll just say that. But anyway.
I would know nothing about that, nothing at all.
she had never heard of either of you two, and last night I took her to the Smitten Kitten website and showed her the video that you made, Tristan, on Cunnilingus, and then I showed her some other stuff that you have done, Nina, and we're going to get the whole collection, and we would do anything to have an autographed copy of an advanced anal sex signed by both of you.
Well, we can make that happen.
We can make that happen. Now,
for people who don't know, Nina is in my Advanced Guide to Anal Sex. She does this amazing scene with Christian.
Yes, but I was so bummed by the dinky little toy he chose for himself. My goodness gracious, Christian.
So, and Devin and I
know you better than that.
As a matter of fact, my partner Devin and I are going to explore pegging, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's perfect.
To both of you. So, yeah, we would love to have an autographed copy of the Advanced Anal Sex.
I will
make
Tristan
that happen.
Organize that.
Yes, I will
Thank
definitely
you
organize
so much.
That. Okay, I know, Sean, we've got to get to like a million more questions. I want to make sure all the questions.
Okay, have a great night. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. So Mike B on Twitter says, and we've only got about a minute, but give me your quick answer to this. What is your secret to staying so fit and fine? He speaks
the
truth.
Things, genetics, and number two, regularly having sex with someone who outweighs me by 60 pounds. It helps a lot.
So you're counting sex as your main form of exercise. That's what you're telling
yes.
me?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That is incredible and fantastic, because I think, again, people don't realize some of just the physical health benefits of having
orgasms. You and I are professionals, and so, you know, my lovemaking with my partner lasts 60 to 90 minutes, not 10 minutes, so there's a little difference there.
right. Okay, so we are going to take another break to hear from our sponsors, including Astroglide. Astroglide personal lubricants make sex better, and you can get a free sample. Find out how. Visit astroglide.com. Stay with us. We are going to get to more questions from all of you on social media. I've got your questions. We're going to rapid fire them right at Nina. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans, just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Experience love with a little help from nature's soothing ingredients with Astroglide Natural Personal Lubricant. This all-natural and botanical formula lets you get in touch with your wild side, all while keeping it green. Astroglide Natural Personal Lubricant is glycerin, paraben, and alcohol-free, and it's made with aloe vera, vitamins C and E, and chamomile. But with the same second-only-to-nature feel that you get with your regular Astroglide. Visit astroglide.com to get your free sample and start hitting it green between the sheets today.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We are talking today and having a really spirited discussion with sexual rights activist, adult film performer, public speaker, Nina Hartley. Before the break, we took some calls, and I am now going to rapid fire get to almost all of your questions, hopefully, from our listeners. Okay, so Dan emailed me a question for you, Nina. He says, do you believe internet porn has caused men who watch it to develop a tendency to objectify women?
In a word, no. It is not what media you use. It's how do you interact with a human in the same room with you. And that can be good or bad with or without social media.
Okay, another listener asks, can you suggest a smooth way to start a conversation about safe sex with a new non-monogamous partner?
Direct is good, as in, I really like you, I'd like to get busy with you, and let's talk about safety boundaries.
On Facebook, Diana asks, is it possible to be a sub in the bedroom to men and still be a feminist?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Who you love and what you do in the bedroom has nothing to say about you as the entire person. I am very submissive to my husband in the bedroom because that works for us, and no one ever accused me of not being feminist outside the bedroom.
That's right. Okay, so one of the new things that is happening in your career is that you had your genitals molded and made into a fleshlight, the Nina Hartley official fleshlight. And for those of you who don't know, a fleshlight is an amazing masturbation tool for people with penises. Everyone I know who has a penis loves them. They're made of really good, high-quality material, and the sensation, supposedly, is fantastic. So
that's what
tell me about this. You are, for all intents and purposes, a fleshlight girl.
I'm a fleshlight girl, which is great. I'm so glad I never molded my parts because I never liked how they looked. It was just too objectifying. It's like throw this hunk of stuff on the bed and hump the sheets and pretend it's me. The material they use normally smells bad and looks bad and feels bad. The fleshlight material really is awesome. It just feels really good, lasts a long time, easily cleaned, and because you can't just toss it on the bed, it's not the entire month, it's just the opening itself. I felt better about it, and quite frankly, the royalty deal is very generous. So the fleshlights are made right here in America in Austin, Texas. So they are made in America by Americans, and you can't beat that with a stick.
No, not in this economy.
I mean, exactly.
I love this idea, and I think people need to realize it, that if they buy the Nina Hartley fleshlight, they are supporting you as well.
Yes, I did not get paid to be molded. They paid my expenses, of course, but I do get a piece of every toy that's sold, and I get an additional royalty if you buy it through the store on my website, nina.com. So that's pretty great.
Now, another thing that happens on Nina.com, you can go there and go to the store and get your fleshlight. You can get your videos. Also, you do live sessions, live camming on your website. And I'm wondering how that is for you, because I feel like that is the new trend in porn, is these live sessions.
Well, I'll tell
and
you,
it must be really different than making a movie.
A totally different making a movie. First, the positive feminist thing for live streaming cam shows, it's called camming, C-A-M-M-I-N-G, it is that the model deals directly with the consumer and gets paid direct, not directly by him, obviously, it goes through the company, and so she gets to do and be what she wants and find her audience. So you don't have to look a certain way, you don't have to act a certain way, you act how you want to act, and you do what you want to do, and then people will tune in to you, and you get to set the rate that they pay to see you, and you get to do it out of the privacy of your own home. And because your information is at the central office of the company, your personal information is not there on the website. Something called 2257, where you have to let the viewer know if they want to come see the model release and the age verification, they have to go to 123 Main Street. So now I can be a college student, and I don't have to put my address on a website, and so I can now go back to camming safely. So it's a really great idea because I get to work when I want, because the world's 24/7. I get to do what I want. I get to stay on as long as I want. I get to charge what I want. I get to say what I want. I get to wear what I want. It's awesome. And on my website, since I've been doing this so long, there are hundreds of hours of my shows where I have guests, usually women, almost always BDSM with me doming, because with women I'm dominant. Darn, heck, I hate that. I hate that. Darn. Oh, my God, making love to women. Don't make me do it. So there's hundreds and hundreds of hours of me having real-time sex with my girlfriends and them having real orgasms. I have many fewer shows with male guests. Mostly it's women. But if you like watching real women have real orgasms, there's obviously your movies. And then there's the guest shows on my site, Nina.com. And I'm proud of those, actually. And you get, they do it all in my dungeon, do it here from home. It's awesome. And so it's a lot of fun. I get to talk what I want to, it is great. It's a talk about personal freedom as a performer. It's pretty awesome.
And if people become members of your site, they can watch those live and interact with you?
Yes. So every Wednesday I do my guest show, and yeah, people call in and write and type. I speak, they type. It's awesome. And then all those 11 years now of backlogged shows. So you could spend a lot of time on my site and never see the same thing twice.
Well, that sounds really good. And it sounds like a new way for people to interact with you besides just watching your films.
Oh yeah, I love it on the we have quite the like you have on your show regular tuners in. We have regular tuners in. They start talking amongst themselves. It's so funny. It's like, I'm still here. But
well,
it's a community of viewers the way you have.
Yeah, we're almost out of time. I want to ask one last question, which mm-hmm. is that obviously you have a fan base that spans generations, but it also spans genders and sexual orientations. I mean, straight folks from the Deep South love mm-hmm. you just as much as queers from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you appeal to so many different types of people?
Because I have radical acceptance for any and all consensual forms of sexual expression. Honest to gosh, if you are truly consenting adults, I'm all for you. And if I have issues with what you do, that's my problem. My issues about consent of other people is my problem. And so they know that I think it's really cool. It's like, I get to watch? Really? Honestly? Thank you so much. My hard limits, of course, are blood, poop, and kids. Oh, and death. Death. No death.
Okay, that's a great way to end the show
and start our weekends. You too.
Thank you for being on Sex Out Loud, Nina.
Thank you, and I hope to come back sometime because I'm sure we just started to scrape the surface, and
we
you have a wonderful weekend, and stay warm.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Nina Hartley is a performer, director, writer, educator, public speaker, and feminist thinker. And her book is Nina Hartley's Guide to Total Sex, published by Avery Press and available at bookstores everywhere. To read her blog or become a member of her site, go to Nina.com. That's where you can see her live shows. And you can also buy her famous sex ed movies, all the movies she's performed in, and her Nina Hartley official fleshlight. All of that can be done by going to Nina.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Nina Land. You can see her live and in person if you're going to be in Las Vegas at the AVN Adult Entertainment Expo, January 17th to 19th. She'll be signing autographs at the randomscrew.com booth. All these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guests will be sociologist Elizabeth Sheff, talking about her groundbreaking study of polyamorous families, and erotica writer and editor Sinclair Sexsmith, talking about their new anthology, Say Please, Lesbian BDSM Erotica. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on Facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by The Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.